My goodness, I haven't pointed out a lot of Bible, and I apologize. I wanted to do that. Some great passages are right there in these books that we don't usually read about in the Bible: Nehemiah, Ezra, Haggai. These books are about what happens when God's city, Jerusalem, has been destroyed. And many of the residents have been taken to Persia. Nehemiah is one of those, by the way. This guy I'm going to read from in just a second. Nehemiah is Jewish, and he's living in Persia under the king Artaxerxes. And this guy, Nehemiah, says, boy, I'd really like to go back to my land. I'd like to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild my city, Artaxerxes. Will you bless that? This is kind of the background of chapter one. And Artaxerxes allows him to go back to the city of Jerusalem. And there is a remnant that he finds in the city. And he discovers that the city is just sitting in... It's just sitting. It's dust. In fact, if you read the text, he's crying as he walks through the city and he sees the walls of just the dust is coming up in his face. And he's just upset that no one's working to build the city back up. So this is from Nehemiah chapter 2, 17 through 20. I'll go ahead and read this. Then I said to them, this is Nehemiah speaking to this remnant that has stayed in Jerusalem. You see the trouble we are in, how Jerusalem lies in ruins with its gates burned. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem so that we may no longer suffer disgrace. I told them that the hand of my God had been gracious upon me and also the words that the king had spoken to me. Then they said, let us start building. So they committed themselves to the common good. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official and Geshem the Arab heard of it, they mocked and ridiculed us, saying, what is this that you are doing? Are you rebelling against the king? Then I replied to them, the God of heaven is the one who will give us success, and we his servants are going to start building. But you have no share, claim, or historic right in Jerusalem. So a lot of discouragement for Nehemiah going back and seeing the walls have just been absolutely demolished. Here's a question. Why do you suppose the people had not rebuilt the walls or repaired the gates of the city before Nehemiah's arrival? Again, Nehemiah is a leader. He is a strong leader coming into a city that has just been demolished. And he kind of challenges the people there, saying, why are we not building the city? What do you think some of the reasons were they weren't going to work and rebuilding the city? I heard somebody. Was that you, Joan?
Yes. I think they were just...
Your internet went out.
Are you there?
I'm here, yeah. You kind of went out for a second there, Joan.
I see. I think they were discouraged.
Okay. Yeah.
What is the point? Yeah. What's the point of rebuilding? They're just going to tear it down again. We just watched them. It was easy for them to do it. Why go to all that effort just to have it happen to us again?
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. So these people are like, okay, let's build the east wall. Oh, another group comes in and knocks it down. The Ammonites. This is just a tribal situation, you know? And so why build the wall again? You know, what's the point? Do you ever feel like discouragement just gets you to a point where it's like, man, I don't even want to try hard with that relationship in my life.
Don't we can't help but think about the people in Louisiana. Apparently, that first hurricane was bad, and people put new roofs on their houses. Then the second one came through and took that roof off. And I'm thinking, oh, wow, how do those people deal with something like that? That's got to be extremely discouraging. I didn't really go into the detail about that, but I'm thinking putting myself in that place after putting a new roof on that comes off again.
Yep.
I can't remember if it was weeks or months, but anyway. Yeah.
Boy, I remember, Oscar, you're right on. I remember, you know, I was in Northeast Florida, and after Hurricane Katrina, there was a mass exodus of people out of New Orleans. We had them join the church I was in. People were just like, I'm out of here. I'm not going through another hurricane in New Orleans. We're 5 feet below sea level. We're out.
Yeah. And they went to Florida?
It was already in Florida.
I don't know, but there really was a mass exodus after Katrina. And so I can see people just saying, I'm out of here, you know. Yeah, it's discouraging. Go ahead. Someone else will.
I think that in Jerusalem, besides the discouragement, they must not have had anybody to lead them. Somebody, they needed a cheerleader to say, come on, let's go and do this. There must have been nobody to do that.
Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah. So let's talk about that for a second. So in that little passage there, what points did Nehemiah, did he positively and negatively, did he make to motivate the people to join the reconstruction effort? I mean, was he negative at all in his what he says to the people there? He is kind of saying, hey, gosh, we're in a disgraceful situation, right? He's not the soft, warm, cuddly bear here. Any other negativity there that he... I don't know if it's negative, but challenge is the word I like. Anyway.
In Haggai, he says, look at you guys, you all take care of your houses and everything like that, but you don't care about God like you're caring about your own personal, it was said not in a soft way, but in Haggai, he says, God says to Haggai, say, work, I am with you, and care about the God and what his glory,
yeah,
rather than the glory of your own.
Yeah, so... Wow, Diane, you're right on. Haggai, the book of Haggai is an incredible book for these times of living. This is a short prophet as far as length, but what Diane's saying is what we know in the background of Haggai is I believe the people have been living there like 15 years. They have built up their own homes, the prophet says. They've taken care of themselves, but they have not taken care of the temple. And the prophet calls it out.
And I find that, you know, I feel like in a certain way I've been living the COVID life for many years. And I find it's still hard for me. Like yesterday, I didn't do anything. And I find it's hard for me to think, okay, I'm going to try to get this house together one more time, you know, just it's hard for me to get over the hump of thinking things aren't going to fall apart again. And to have the joy and the hope to get over the hump and get going and believe in those possibilities. So I deal with that.
Yeah, amen. I think
that's where those promises come in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, Pastor
Yeah, going back to reading the chapter, verse 17, I kind of had the feeling that Nehemiah came in and saying, hey, the glass is half full, let's get to work, rather than, and that's maybe, you know, what the encourage. I look at that as encouragement, if it's half full, yeah.
Yeah.
But, no. But I'm reading between the lines, so I,
Well, it's kind of like you have to be there in the moment to see where he's going here, because he's got negative, but where he's going, that's how he's encouraging. All right. Let's see.